Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. When a Hindu state forcibly removes the veil from the faces of Muslim daughters, where are the successors of Muhammad bin Qasim within Pakistan's armed forces? On Monday, December 15, 2025, at a ceremony, the Chief Minister of the Indian state of Bihar, Nitish Kumar, tore the veil from the face of a Muslim doctor, Nusrat Parveen. After doing so, he laughed as if tearing the veil from a Muslim woman's face were a joke. Whereas when in Medina, the Jews uncovered a Muslim woman and mocked her condition, a companion who was present killed that Jew. And when the Jews later martyred that companion, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam laid siege to the entire tribe, arrested and tied all, and was pronouncing judgment over them. But eventually, after intercessions, a lesser punishment was imposed. The entire tribe was expelled from Medina. But today, there's no state to protect the honor of Dr. Nusrat Parveen and to teach this vile Hindu Nitish Kumar a lesson. Our rulers, having pushed jihad into the background, have placed the entire burden of the violation of honor and sanctities on a hollow ceremonial phrase. We condemn, even if such condemnations reach the thousands. Not a single hair moves on the Hindu state because of them. Condemnations only have an effect when the enemy knows that persistence after condemnation will lead to political, economic, and military measures. But our rulers, after surrendering Kashmir, the jugular vein of Pakistan, have also surrendered Three Rivers and have gifted a ceasefire to the Hindu state on the line of control. So why would the despicable Hindu state not dare to play with the honor of Muslims? This is not the first incident by the Hindu state in India. Day after day, under an extremist Hindutva policy, incidents are taking place, such as the demolition of Muslim homes, killing and violence in the name of recovering cow meat, bans on the veil, demolition of mosques, deprivation of citizenship, and cancellation of citizenships, closure of businesses, seizure of waqf properties, and the harassment of Muslim daughters. In short, at the governmental and state level, a systemic Hindutva agenda is targeting Muslims. The Hindu Banya has been emboldened to commit all of this by Pakistan's rulers themselves. When starting in 2002, during the Musharraf era, a crackdown began on Kashmiri Jihad camps under American dictation. The Kashmiri Jihad was accepted as terrorism. Submission was made before the American plan to make the Hindu state a regional policeman. Whether it was Aman Ki Ash or freedom of trade, this process has continued from then until today. If Pakistan's field marshal had placed his hand on the heads of Muslim daughters in the Hindu state and considered them his own daughters, the Hindu state would not even have dared to touch our daughters, let alone look at them with an evil eye. But at last, they did not even find the ability to condemn. At this point, the saying of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam becomes fully applicable. إِذَا تَبَايَعْتُمْ بِالْعِينَ وَأَخَذْتُمْ أَذْنَابَ الْبَقَرِ وَرَضِيتُمْ بِالزَّرْعِ وَتَرَكْتُمُ الْجِهَادِ صَلَّطَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمْ دُلًّا لَا يَنْزِعُهُ حَتَّى تَرْجِعُوا إِلَى دِينِكُمْ. When you engage in عِينَ, usurious transactions, grasp the tails of cattle, are content with agriculture, and abandon jihad, Allah will impose humiliation upon you. It will not be removed from you until you return to your religion. Sunan Abu Dawood, Musnad Ahmad. O officers of the armed forces of Pakistan, whether it is the Operation Swift Retort of 27 February 2019 or Bunyan al-Marsus of May 2025, it is as clear to you as daylight that you can force the Hindu entity to rub its nose in the dust, but your weakness is that your leadership settles matters with the Hindu state only to the extent that America permits. Even in Operation Bunyan al-Marsus in May 2025, they placed the credit for your achievement into the lap of President Trump. And before Trump, they are bowing in such a manner while stopping you from further teaching the Hindu entity a lesson. Liberating Kashmir and reclaiming the Three Rivers through a ceasefire as if it were not the Hindu Banya being beaten but us. This leadership has confined its thinking and your capabilities within the lines drawn by the British. even though America's entire standing has been openly exposed before you in Afghanistan, Iraq, and Gaza. You can protect the daughters of this ummah only when you free yourselves from this leadership shackled by American influence. These affairs cannot continue in such a way that every one of your leaders following American dictation remains busy and cozying up to the Hindu state and the Jews, that the Crusader Trump keeps chanting the rosary of the field marshal, that he is in principle ready to send you for the protection of the Jews, that every kind of excess committed by the Hindu state is met only with patience, restraint, and tolerance, while you merely stand by and watch the spectacle. Your sisters are calling out to you. The seat of the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, is before you. Throughout history, Muslims have mobilized armies at the call of a single sister, whether it was Muhammad bin Qasim marching on the land of India to protect his sisters, or Caliph Harun al-Rashid responding to the cry of Wa Mu'tasima. But now, the leadership of Muslim armies is in the hands of strangely insensitive people who neither hear the cries of sisters nor are affected by the bodies of dead Muslims. So how long will you leave the daughters of the Ummah at the mercy of the Hindu Baniya? Remove this leadership and give Nusra to Hizb al-Tahrir for the establishment of the Khilafah, so that you may attain the great honor of becoming the vanguard of Ghazw al-Hind, about which Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu said, وَعَدَنَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ غَزْوَةُ الْهِنْدِ فَإِنْ أَدْرَكْتُهَا أُنْفِقُ فِيهَا نَفْسِي وَمَالِي وَإِنْ قُتِلْتْ كُنْتُ مِنْ أَفْضَلِ الشُّهَدَاءِ وَإِنْ رَجَعْتْ فَأَنَا أَبُو هُرَيْرَ الْمُحَرَّرِ. The Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, promised us the expedition of Hind. If I reach it, I will spend my life and wealth in it. If I am killed, I will be among the best of martyrs. And if I return, then I will be Abu Huraira, but freed from sins. Al-Mustadrak ala al-Sahihain. Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir in Wilaya, Pakistan.